birthday, Prince. It is his birthday. Before we start joining our conversation, let me remind you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Mortgage late? Don't wait. If you're struggling with your mortgage, the state of Maryland is offering housing counseling and legal assistance. Maryland's HOPE program can even help you understand the state's mediation law and the Attorney General's national foreclosure settlement. Don't wait. Get help today. More information at mdhope.org or at 877-462-7555. And support for the station WEAA is provided by AAA Mid-Atlantic, offering tag and title services to members and non-members. Information available at AAA.com/tags. We are joined now by Dominic DeLeon and Tara Lyon about the movie they're making called Rez. It's a short film about an Ojibwe teenager who lives on the Leech Lake Reservation and is taking care of his young sister alone, trying to survive in spite of pressure from gangs on the Rez. And when I saw this, I was shown this by Stephanie Mavronis, one of our producers, it immediately struck me because, again, it's the crossing of cultural boundaries to tell a story that needs to be told. And they are on this campaign to raise money to finish the film as well. And we'll be linking to the film so you all can see what they have. Dominic DeLeon and Tara Lyon, welcome. Good to have you both with us.
Thank you, Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning. So Dominic, let me start with you. And I'm very curious about this. Talk to our listeners about the genesis of this and the man you mentioned in that brief video who you roomed with at Harvard. So talk a bit about that story and how you were led into this project to start with.
Well, you know, Dwayne, me and I were college roommates. And, you know, actually how we became college roommates was probably as mysterious as anything. My other roommate, Toussaint, literally showed up with him one day because we'd had another roommate that moved out. And he said, "Hey, man, this is Dwayne. He's going to be our roommate." And, you know, he just showed up. But we became really close really quickly, and he shared a lot of things with me about the reservation, stories about growing up, about his history, things that I had never really been exposed to. I mean, I'm from the District of Columbia, you know, right down the 95 from here.
Right, right.
So it was a whole different world to me, and he kept joking with me and saying, "Man, you have to come, and we have to do something on the res, and we got to do something with our talents." And that was the plan. The plan was that when we both finished up, he was, you know, he had to take some time off. And he was going to finish up, and then we were going to go back there together. And unfortunately, he never got the chance to go back. He was killed in Minneapolis in 2006 before he got a chance to finish his degree. So at that time, I was just entering film school. And, you know, they kind of laughed at me. They're like, you know, this kid's a little bit intense because, you know, when I went into film school and they were doing the interview, they were like, "Well, what film are you going to make?" And I told them this movie. And I said, you know, "I have to do this, and this is something I'm going to do no matter what." And they would come back to me. They'd kind of interview you every semester and say, "Are you sure you still want to do this?" And I'm like, "Yes, this is definitely what I want to do." And that's where the story came from. It was from wanting to do something to honor him. And he was always very concerned about the youth on Leech Lake, and particularly the youth that were being drawn into gangs, not only actually on Leech Lake, but on reservations across the country.
And Tara, what about you? How did you get drawn into this project?
Yeah, let's see. Well, Dominic contacted me. He found me through word of mouth. He'd been looking for some help in Native American casting. He'd already spent just a ton of time there. He'd already lived on the reservation for a little while, for a summer, I believe. And frankly, the first time I talked to him, you know, to kind of, after I first read his first email, I'm like, "Well, this guy doesn't need my help at all." Like, you know, he's like one of the most put together as far as having a clue that I generally see. And then, you know, I talked to him, and I basically actually, when we finally talked, I told him that. I said, "Well," I asked him all the questions, you know, about, you know, all the, every box you need to tick off, you know, and he had it all together. So I'm like, "Well, what do you," I said, "to be honest, Dominic, I don't think you need anybody's help. That's just mine. It doesn't sound like you need any help here at all. You know, you're there." He was literally at Leech Lake casting at the time when we first spoke on the phone. So it doesn't sound like I need any help at all. And, you know, and he's like, no, and I don't remember exactly how he convinced me that he actually needed help. I don't remember how that happened, but it happened, and then really quickly, you know, he just started sending me who he had and all of that stuff. So turns out that, you know, it just, some things were working, some things were not working, and I was able to help him out, I think, a little bit, and connect him with some people, some local folks, and next thing you know is, you know, it turned out how things worked out, no fault of Dominic's, that's for sure, not work ethic or anything else, or lack of trying, or lack of cultural knowledge, you know, just part of the things that tend to happen on films. He ended up actually needing my help, so it was weird. So I ended up started off as casting director.
And you live up on the res or up in Minneapolis?
No, I'm actually Chickasaw Choctaw. I'm registered with the Chickasaw Nation, which is currently and has been since lovely Andrew Jackson. It's been in Oklahoma.
That's right. Yeah, good old Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, love him.
the anti-Indian slaver himself. We all like to laud his president. Anyway, I'll stop there.
Yes, there we go. Mr. Dartboard himself. So glad I can at least laugh about that a little bit.
Well, I got you sometimes.
Dominic's gotten an earful here and there. My diatribes. But, yeah, so started off as casting director, and then, you know, things really started to progress very, very quickly because he did have everything he wanted to do. It was first a quote-unquote student film and a very ambitious project. But, you know, we even had a discussion about the name, you know, just about everything.
So, and, but in the time we have left, let me jump back in just for a second, Tara.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I guess we have like 5 or 6 minutes left in the segment, and I want to make sure people know where to go. We'll get to that in a minute. But Dominic, I mean, to me, one of the things that grabbed me about this was the idea of this kind of friendship of two young men who ended up at Harvard, one African-American, one Native American.
Yeah.
And crossing these boundaries to tell a story that affects all poor communities, but through the eyes of the res and the story of this young man and his little sister. And the little clips I've seen just looks very powerful. And that's what kind of grabbed me about this kind of leaping across boundaries to tell a story.
Well, I appreciate it. I think that's really how actually all of my roommates and I bonded. I think there's really, you know, if we're being real, there's really two types of, you know, people that get into Harvard. There's, you know, guys who don't have as much money and they're really smart. And they claw tooth and nail to figure out their way to get through the place. And then there's, you know, the other kids, you know, we don't want to talk about them. But,
yeah, the universal laugh of everybody on the phone, we're trying not to do it. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but I think for me and Dwayne, that's why we bonded. I'm the oldest of six. Dwayne has two other brothers. You know, we were two guys that cared about our families a lot. We were two guys that didn't come from a lot of money or anything like that. And, you know, we would literally sit, you know, after his mysterious appearance, we would literally sit and talk for hours and hours and hours. And, you know, I think that was the thing that got me most is that I realized that, particularly with him, like, I realized I, as a Black American, was suffering from feeling like my voice wasn't heard enough. But I realized for him, he was suffering from feeling like his voice wasn't being heard at all. And that was something that we really connected on. And that's something I wanted to bring to Res. I wanted it to be a human story. I had seen enough movies, especially about Native populations, where it's all about ceremony or mysticism or about stuff that happened in the 1800s.
Right.
And I I was like, this is not out there and it needed to be said. And, you know, honestly, like, Tara's being really kind by saying I had it all together. You know, there was a lot of prayer. There was a lot of walking through the woods, kind of not really knowing what I was looking for. But just trying to get to that place, man, where you were kind of in like a real spiritual place, and that's what I hope we got to.
I think, well, from what little I've seen you have, I think you will get there. And so tell us real fast before we have to go where people can go to see the clip you have and where they can go to contribute to make this reality.
So if actually right now we're partnering with Seed and Spark to raise the finishing funds for the movie, and they can go to seedandspark.com. So that's seedandspark.com, and we're on the home page. And the great thing about it is that, you know, we've had a lot of support from all over the world, actually, to bring the film. And the more support we get, the more places we'll bring it.
Well, this is, I want to talk to you both more about all this, and I have some thoughts about kind of larger conversation I'd love to have with the two of you. But I want to thank you, Dominic DeLeon, for this idea and the short film, The Res. Please, we will link to that on our website. So I really encourage people to go watch it, see it, and support this. And because it grabbed me, I hope it grabbed you as well. Tara Lyon, who is executive producer of The Res, I appreciate you joining us as well. And let's all stay in touch, and good luck with this. This is very exciting.
Thank you very much, Mark. Really appreciate it.
Happy birthday, Prince.
I was gonna make that joke, Dominic, about our Prince thing, but I was going to keep it, yeah.
Happy birthday, Prince.
Happy birthday, Prince. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you all. Thank you all so much. We're going to take a brief break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Kwame Kwayarma from Center Stage about the series of plays called The Raisin Cycle taking place now, which is just amazing. Stay with us.